Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
We're your podcast personal trainers for today, Friday, the 29th of January. Right? Yeah. I'm going to say yes. Are you seriously checking on your phone? Yeah, it's the 29th, because today's the 27th. 20th is tomorrow, 29th is Friday.
Yeah, sorry.
Gosh, come on.
For some reason, we just recorded yesterday's podcast.
Right.
If you're listening to it today, so yesterday's podcast right now, and I would have swore it was something else. But yeah, it's the 29th.
Yep. I checked.
You're right.
And plus, it says right there where I wrote it when I checked the first time.
Oh, okay, good.
29. That's kind of entertaining. So today we're going to get into the meat of the issue right now. So there's an interesting study. Let's see. It was published in 1994, July. Okay?
Okay.
By Trimbley A. Simoneau, J.A. Bouchard C.
Who is he?
I think it's multiple people.
Okay.
Doesn't really matter. The impact of exercise intensity on body fatness and skeletal muscle metabolism. So the premise of the study was to compare 20 weeks of steady state endurance training and 15 weeks of interval training.
Okay.
To see, you know, whatever. When comparing total calories burned from exercise, the researchers found that endurance training burned 28,661 calories.
28, okay.
While the interval training group burned 13,614 calories. In other words, the interval training group burned less than half the calories of the endurance training group. We'll come back to this study in just a second.
Okay.
There was another article I was this wasn't an article. I don't like calling this guy an for some reason, I there's this website online called stronglifts.com. For some reason, I just don't like it. Like, okay. I just, for some reason, in my gut, I don't like this.
You don't trust the guy?
I don't trust the guy. I don't like his writing style. Like, some of the things he says, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? So, the title of his article is Why High-Intensity Interval Training is Not Better for Fat Loss. So, he goes into it. So, he goes, like, how cardio can help you burn fat and blah, blah, blah. And then he says, everything depends on the intensity at which you do cardio. So low intensity is 65% of your heart rate or less. Moderate is 65 to 85. High intensity is 85 plus of your heart rate. These are estimates, blah, blah, blah. So he says the average intensity is the same since high intensity alternates between high and low intensities. So he says you're doing the exact same thing by staying in moderate intensity because you're going from 85% for 30 seconds to low intensity, below 65%. For 60 to 90 seconds.
Okay.
So he's saying you're averaging moderate.
That mathematically makes sense.
And he also says, this is subjective, but most people never get the most out of HIIT because they aren't pushing themselves hard enough, meaning their muscles aren't working their maximum, right?
I can see where he comes from that.
Okay, so, and then he goes on into duration, et cetera, et cetera. And he goes into the exact same thing. 30 minutes of HIIT burns 324 calories, and 45 minutes of steady state burns 418 calories. So, again, the exact same thing that we heard from the article previous.
Article 1.
Yes. So, going back to Article 1, and this is on Alan Cosgrove's website. Again, one of my favorite strength and conditioning coaches. So, calories burned, HIIT group, the interval training group, burned half the calories of the steady state group. However, this is quoting, when the researchers adjusted the results and corrected for the difference in energy cost, the interval training group showed a 900% greater loss in subcutaneous fat than the endurance group. In other words, calorie for calorie, interval training was 9 times more effective than steady state exercise because of the amount of fat burned post and metabolic adaptations that take place in skeletal muscle. So you're getting stronger as well as getting faster and as well as getting leaner doing HIIT training.
You get more for your bang doing HIIT than you do for just
running. So a lot of people will go into the gym, get on their elliptical or their treadmill or whatever, and they'll push, you know, they'll go for steady state, they'll burn 500 calories. I'll get on my elliptical, do 20 minutes of HIIT, I'll only have burned 150 calories, right?
Yeah.
But I have the EPOC, which is the post-exercise burn that you get from interval training. So meaning I'm burning calories past that. And I'm getting the muscle growth, I'm getting, you know, all these extra things.
Technically, like, EPOC is basically, like, it increases your metabolism.
Pretty much. I mean, like, in short.
Dumb down technology. Yes. That basically, the best way to look at it is EPOC basically increases the metabolism.
Exactly. There's a good description of EPOC that I've found. Okay, so EPOC stands for Exercise Post-Exercise Oxygen Consumption. So the whole deal with EPOC is that with the high-intensity interval training that you're doing, you're amping your cells up to need oxygen. You're starving the crap out of them, right? So that's the whole point of using EPOC as a training method. So you want to just starve your cells of oxygen, make them really need that oxygen, and they'll continuously use it, burning fat more, and... So it's not just calories in, calories out that you can get. So just because the treadmill reads, I've burned, you know, X amount of calories, doesn't mean...
It really has.
So, experiences with that, Tyler?
I fully agree with that. It's so funny in the sense that a lot of times I'll be on an elliptical or treadmill or some kind of machine that actually keeps track...
Uh-huh.
Of the calories, and that's after, you know, I've put in my weight, you know, my height and all that stuff in the machine as you go, and it will say, oh, you've burned 500 calories. Awesome, sweet, check that off the list, cool.
Right.
But I also know the math of doing 15 minutes of jump roping burns 300.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of that thing where it's like, I can do... 15 minutes of jump roping or 30 to 45 minutes of, and that's kind of where the jump roping always wins out for me because it's the high intensity intervals too. Cause I do 3 minutes high, minute rest, 3 minutes high, minute rest.
Right.
So I get that concept. And I think it goes into, I don't know if you and I were just talking about this personally or we talked about it on the podcast about how a lot of people don't account for how many calories they're working out, so they overeat or undereat.
Yeah, it was...
I think that was one of the topics we were thinking about talking about because we were so frustrated by that guy.
Right. There's another guy who I read who's... He's hit or miss, but he was saying that the average caloric burn for most people during their workout is 1,000 calories, and people overeat because 1,000 calories is not that much. And I was thinking about it. Average calorie burn from... I mean... people I see working out is nowhere near 1,000 calories. At most, it's 600, you know, like,
yeah,
and that's if they're, you know, like, they do weights and cardio. So, I think where we were going with that is, like, yeah, you don't deserve to eat a lot, you know, a lot more just because you worked out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was one of the topics we had considered, but we didn't think that there was enough there.
Really, based on, and I mean, we pretty much summed it up in the 30 seconds we just talked about it.
Right, is that
you don't burn as many calories as you think that you do.
Right.
So, in that, you have to be aware of how much you're eating. And that's where this high-intensity stuff comes in, is that you will see faster results, I feel, with a high intensity because of the metabolism increase.
Right.
Thus, every day when you wake up, you will look in the mirror and go, oh, I'm a little bit tighter. Oh, I'm a little bit tighter. And it's fascinating because... I see Keon every day, and so do I see all the little techniques. I don't see him naked. Yes, I'm sure you thought I do on a regular basis. I don't.
It's only when I show him the belt trick.
What?
You don't know about the belt trick?
No.
Oh, holy hell. I hope my little brother doesn't mind me telling this on the radio, or the podcast, but okay. Well, we're going to take a T-bone real quick and go off topic. So in high school, my little brother, Gieve, found it appropriate during his youth group Bible study one day. He went into the bathroom at my parents' house, and they were meeting downstairs, all men, all guys in the room. And he went into the bathroom and came out wearing shoes, socks, and a belt.
That's it.
And that's he's like, hey guys, you want to see the belt trick? And he's like, oh, they're like, oh yeah, sure, let's see it. Goes in, changes into that, and walks out just wearing that. It's the funniest thing. So he would do it like all the time at like different occasions. I'm surprised you didn't hear.
I've never heard about the belt.
Oh my gosh! Like ask when we go on to Costa Rica, ask Ed about it.
I will.
Because he was one of the first people to see it, and so, yeah, he did that all the time. He would just walk around, hang out, and he thought it's a funny thing wearing shoes, socks, and a belt. That's it.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah,
but I mean, to get back to that just a weird visual. But I can tell that you've recently lost weight. Like you can tell when there's like 10 pounds.
Right.
You can tell difference. But I can tell every morning when I wake up. Okay, I'm a little bit tighter. Like, I can see exactly different aspects of it.
There's one area.
And that's more important to me than other things.
So. There's one area every morning I look at. It's the little, like, because I think for most people, it's the love handles.
The love handles.
I notice every morning, they're down a little bit. Just down a little bit. I'm very excited about that every morning that I wake up. And I've been doing high-intensity interval training. I've been doing the Spartacus workout. And both of those include that high intensity with a 10, you know, with a minute break, blah, 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 all of that.
And to go back to the record, I did the Spartacus workout yesterday. Mountain climbers, still, I don't find them, I mean, I do them, and they're fine, but I found,
Are you out of breath by the end of the minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm out of breath.
Do you have to stop during them?
No.
Really?
Do you touch your feet on both ends?
Yeah, I pound forward. My knees touch my chest, and they shoot all the way back.
But no, like, because there's two ways of doing mountain climbers where you're in the position, and then you touch, or do you just kind of touch, like run in place?
Yeah, run in place.
Or
no,
pop back and forth. Okay, because I was doing I did both.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, I wonder if he's doing it this way,
too. I get up onto a bench for my wrist. And then what I try and do is I try and kick the kick the bench.
Hit the bench with your
knees? With my foot. So I'm coming all the way forward with my legs.
Okay.
So that might make a difference. Yeah.
But yeah, I was literally halfway through there. I was like, this is tiring. But I don't see why everybody's so angry about this.
Huh. Maybe, I mean, it might be you're built for mountain climbers.
I guess. I don't know.
Right.
So, but no, to go back to the high intensity, I think that it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
It's a good workout. Your body doesn't adapt to it as easily. You get a better fat burn after your workout. Research has shown up to 36 hours past your last high-intensity workout, you're burning fat at an increased level.
No, yeah. And once again, I find it easier. You get to rest.
Right.
There's segments of it that you get to, A, either walk or do nothing.
Right. There's also the theory that after you do your intensity intervals, during the rest periods, your body's dumping triglycerides, so it's breaking down the fats and putting it into your system for use.
I also find that I take giant dumps afterwards. High-intensity workouts? No joke. After I do, like, a really high-intensity workout, ginormous dumps.
I actually think that's a really funny juxtaposition. I'm like, yeah, you know, triglycerides, and then giant dumps.
Because, I mean, yeah, I know that all this stuff is happening in the body, but it's, like, the physical things that really show it to me.
Right, okay.
Where it's the change in the physical stature of my body, how tight it is and stuff like that, to ginormous dumps.
Right.
That makes me feel like I've accomplished something.
It's one of those things people are like, oh, where does the fat go? Well, you have to get rid of it some way. It's going to come out one of two ways. That's it.
Yeah, it comes out one or two ways.
Well, one of three if you have an eating disorder.
Oh.
Wah. Went there.
Bulimia.
Oh, it's never a funny joke. I know. I dated a girl who was recovering from that, and it was always a struggle.
To not say that joke, or...
Yep. Not to make... I have a buddy who's... Mom passed away, and for some reason, I always make your mom jokes around him.
Oh,
it's worst but he always comes back with like a oh yeah, it never works, just getting me laid or something like that. It's the fun. And the guy's like a stand up, like, you know, straight Catholic, you know.
Super nice.
Super, man. Super religious and all that. So it's really fun.
Maybe one of the worst feelings of my life was I was working in retail and one of my coworkers, it was during like the your mom phase, okay, where like everything was your mom. Da, da, da. And I was pretty new.
Was this Disney?
No, this was American Eagle. I was standing there and he said something dumb and I was like, well, your mom's fat. And he like got really quiet and then just kind of walked away. And I was just like, what a, like, I was like, really?
What
that
a nerd.
Like, I literally, that was kind of my concept. I was like, wow, way to go. Like, I didn't know that you were that easily
disturbed
by making fun of you kind of thing. And my manager came over and goes, you might want to not do the your mom jokes. And I was like, what? He's like, his mom died like 6 months ago. I was like, and this is when I was in high school and I was, you know, thought I was tough shit. And I was like, shut up. You did not. Like, I didn't, I was like, I thought that they were then playing that joke on me where like you take it seriously, but really you're not. And so, and I was like, his mom didn't die. And I kind of brushed it off. Then, like, a day later, I made another your mom joke, like, almost on purpose. Like, just to mess with them. And he then came up to me and was like, dude, really, though? You need to back off on the mom jokes right now. And I was like, really? Like, I did. Because, really, the fact of someone's mom. The guy was in high school. His mom was, like, it was some freak tragic accident of, like, a driving accident or something like that. And how would I have known, you know, kind of thing. I felt like the biggest jerk because I didn't believe them. I was new to the crowd. I didn't get it. That's, I thought they were messing with me. And, but yeah, I felt pretty bad.
That's terrible, man. Oh, I mean, it's one of those things, like, if you know the person, it makes it different. Like, but in that situation.
Oh, yeah, I felt like the biggest asshole in the world.
Absolutely. Of course you would have. So getting back to interval trainings, yes, they're effective for burning fat, but what's the right way to do them? So let's go through that. We've talked about it before, but just as a reminder, warm up first. You probably do them either on their own or after your weights, I'd say. So if you have your own cardio day, do it then. And in my mind, I do it one of, what, three ways. If it's after my weights, I'll either do 30 seconds on, 90 seconds off, for six times through, or I'll do 120 seconds on, 120 seconds off.
Okay.
Three times through. That's post-workout.
So 2 minutes, 2 minutes?
Yeah, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, or 30 seconds, a minute and a half.
Okay.
Respectively.
Yeah, I usually will go, because I go to the boxing room, where it's 3 minutes on, minute off, 3 minutes on, 3 minutes off. And that's just for the boxing cardio, you know, heavy bag stuff, all that, all. A lot of boxing is cardio, so that to me is a full high-intensity interval training day. But if I was doing like elliptical stuff, I usually will do like 2 minutes on, minute off, 2 minutes on, 2 minutes off, just because that's just kind of, it feels nicer to me. It gives me enough time to work up to a nice steady heart rate and then gives me a nice little break. Work up to it nice and hold it for a long enough time. Where I feel like a minute, you know, like some people go minute on, minute off. I don't feel like that gives me enough rest time and enough time to really get a good, solid, like high intensity segment.
Right. When I'm doing the 2 minutes, I'm dying by the end of it. The 30 seconds is good if you've had a hard work day. And then the 2 minutes is good if you kind of wimped around. And then if you've if today's just a single cardio day, make sure you get your warm up in, and then I like the minute on, minute and a half off. That's me. I enjoy that, and then do that a few times through. And then what I do, this is something I've been playing around with, and I found it works. This is again from All in Cosgrove. Is you rest, so you do your intervals back and forth 3 to 6 times. You jump down to a really super low intensity for 5 minutes, right? And what this is supposedly do is we were talking about the triglyceride dump.
Yeah.
It increases that dump of triglycerides into your bloodstream, and then you go to moderate exercise where you're still, you're not like doing a super intensity, probably a 5 or 6 out of 10. And what that does is it uses up those triglycerides, so you're actually burning the actual fat that's been released into your system. So I've been playing around with that for the last couple of weeks and looking into the research that he did or that he's using, and it seems pretty solid. And I mean, I've seen pretty good results from it so far. And yeah, I recommend that kind of work.
Well, sweet. So basically, my suggestion is to get out onto a treadmill or out on the street, do some high intensity, and figure out what works out best for you.
Right. And I mean, I think Tyler and I both will agree. We like the elliptical for it because the treadmill, by the time you're up to the speed that you want to get to,
you can't adjust your speed fast enough.
Right, exactly. By the time you get to the speed, you're already 20 seconds into the interval, and then you go for it, and then by the time you stop, you're already into your rest set. It's just a weird, doesn't work
it
out well.
It doesn't jump fast enough in the way that, where the elliptical, you can adjust the speed a lot faster. Right.
And also, I like the stair stepper, the big stair stepper, like the
rotating one,
the rotary stairs. Love that for intervals, because that thing kicks up fast and will kick your ass real hard. Or even the little Stairmaster, one that like goes up.
Because you can adjust that one yourself.
Exactly. So those work good. I don't like the bikes for it, unless you're doing like a spin bike. But other than that, I think those are the good ones. Jump rope can work for it too.
I like the jump rope.
Cool. Well, that will do it for this week. Email us if you have any questions or comments or topics that you'd like us to cover, podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. Next week will be our last week for a little while because we're going on vacation. So we're going to do next week, take a week off, and then we'll be back probably, I'm going to guess midweek because we're going to be recovering.
Yeah.
So we'll probably be back midweek. So we'll be gone a week and a half a week from today.
Yes.
So just giving you that heads up, we're going to be gone for a little bit after next week. So don't miss
us
too bad.
We'll remind you.
What?
We'll remind you.
Yeah, we'll remind you. We might put up like quick 5-minuters just as like, hey, do this today, do this today, over the week that we're gone so that we, you know, because we like you guys.
Yeah.
But again, email us if you have anything. We'll try and record best of the best over the next week. We're nearing up on podcast 100, Tyler.
100.
That's going to come up next week, just so you know. We're going to do I think we should do something special for that.
Confetti.
Ooh, I like confetti. That's precious. All right, Tyler, why don't you take us out?
Carrots.
All right. Well, you guys have a great weekend. We will talk to you on Monday. Peace. He got a glimpse in the bathroom mirror of a man with his pick of girls. One a notch, one a crease in his pillow. One a name he don't want to know. Twisters he can bathe in temptation. Maybe he'll love you when he's had his fill.